This is chapel service for January 24th, 1962. The Student Coordinating Council is conducting the service.
Thank you. Every morning lean thine arm a while upon the windowsill of heaven and gaze upon thy Lord. Then, with the vision in thy heart, turn strong to meet the day.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let us bow our hearts in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we enter into thy presence this morning with humble and thankful hearts. We come realizing that thou art God, the creator and ruler of the universe. We ask thy blessings upon this seminary, the faculty, students, and all who love and help it. We are thankful for those who had a vision of this institution and led in its development. We are thankful for thy grace and mercy, for thy love as expressed in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We also pause to offer thanks for the small things of life that we so often fail to remember. Guide and direct us in the midst of the confusion and struggles of the day, for we stand in need of constant fellowship with thee. Set us on the right path and fit us to do thy work with joy and eagerness, so that all men may hear the good news of the gospel and find peace in thee. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we make this prayer. Amen.
We're now beginning a new semester at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, the first semester for some of us and the last for others. While here, the purpose of Southeastern has been and will continue to be to prepare us for Christian leadership in various ministries, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Some of us feel called to a particular phase of the ministry. Still others come here not knowing God's plan and will for their lives. Sometimes we lose sight of our goal in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Even as ministers, let us not become bogged down in our problems, whether they be theological, financial, or otherwise. Throughout history, men have sought God's will. To know the will of God should be the searching, the seeking, desire of every Christian. To do the will of God should be the determination of every Christian. Abraham was determined and succeeded. No one finds it easy to do the will of God. Jacob did not, but he ultimately found God's will for his life. Samson never achieved the spiritual stature of Abraham or Paul. He even indulged in sin at times. Nevertheless, Samson found God's will for his life, and his last words as he tore down the temple were directed to God in prayer. We as ministers need courage to stand up for our beliefs in this schizophrenic age. David was but a youth when he walked out to face Goliath, and that took courage. The kind of courage that comes only to those who have found God's purpose for and in their lives. Few men resisted the will of God when they knew it as stubbornly as Jonah, but he learned to beg to do the will of God, and he went to Nineveh according to God's direction. Peter wanted earnestly to know the direction of God, and even though he denied Jesus, he found God's plan for his life. No one was ever persuaded to know the will of God as dramatically as Saul, and probably no man ever surpassed Paul in doing the will of God. As Christian ministers, we proclaim the one who was born in a simple manger, had a short ministry on earth, was crucified on a cross, and then rose to be our living Christ. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. The rich young ruler had obeyed the laws all of his life, but he was not willing to submit his possessions and his life completely to the will of God. So he turned sorrowfully away. "Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." It said that even Jesus at one time wanted the will of God to be different. But for the sake of you and me, he said, "Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thy will." A wonderful way to help find God's will for our lives is to sit quietly each day and listen. You cannot hear what God is saying unless you listen, and the best time for this meditation is some quiet time of each and every day. At Southeastern, we meet for chapel each day, Tuesday through Friday, at 10 a.m. We also worship in our own private devotional periods of the day, whenever that might be. Ralph Cushman expressed the time beautifully when he wrote, "I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and his presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered, all day long he stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. So I think I know the secret learned from many a troubled way. You must seek him in the morning if you want him through the day." Starting soon, we will have brief meditational periods in the small chapel each day. Within the next day or two, you will be receiving more information on this. Through a personal encounter and relationship with God, we find God's will. Jesus' supreme desire and purpose was to fulfill the will of God. Every Christian, and especially every Christian minister, should want to know and do this will. First, we must listen to God and let him tell us his plan for us. Then we must be willing to answer as one great servant answered, "Whatever the will is, then let that be done. Whatever it cost, whatever it means, wherever it takes us, let thy will be done." Many sacrifice to come to seminary in order to better prepare for service. In our preparation and service, let us be mindful of the ethical and the moral standards, the ethical and moral responsibilities which are ours while here, and even after we leave from this place to our fields of service. The Great Commission is ours to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Christ has given us this command. As we study this semester, let each of us, professor and student alike, be mindful of this command and of the will of God for our life. A new semester has begun. Let us be continually renewing our pledge and trust in God. The benediction will follow the special by Max Smith, seminary professor who is at Union Theological Seminary this year. May we pray. Our Father, now guide us through from this place. Renew our hearts, renew our will and our courage as we enter another semester of study for thy plan, for thy life, for our lives in thy kingdom. Go with us now as we pray in thy name and for thy sake. Amen.